The iconic cover for the Go-Go's 1981 album Beauty and the Beat was created by Clarksville artists Mike Fink and Cindy Marsh. Fink, a professional graphic artist, designed the cover. Marsh, a former professor at Austin Peay State University, was a photographer. The cover earned the duo a Grammy nomination. Before Dear Abby, there was Dorothy Dix, born Elizabeth Meriwether Gilmer in Clarksville in 1861. Dorothy Dix launched the original advice column called Sunday Salad that was later renamed Dorothy Dix Talks and was read by over 60 million people across the country. During the suffrage movement of the early 20th century, Clarksville became the home of the first Women's Bank of Tennessee in 1919. The bank was created to give women independence from their fathers and husbands. The logo for the school bearing his name would have you thinking that former Tennessee Governor Austin Peay had a pretty sweet mustache and a love for monocles. That assumption would be wrong. He was clean-shaven with good eyesight. He did occasionally wear a top hat, so at least the logo got that right. The 5th Special Forces Group at Fort Campbell has some pretty famous former members, at least according to the world of TV and movies. Sylvester Stallone's iconic character John Rambo claimed to be a member of the iconic unit, as well as Colonel Hannibal Smith, leader of everyone's favorite 80s Soldiers of Fortune, the A-Team. Long before psychic hotlines were a thing, Hopkinsville had one of the most famous psychic friends in the United States with a man named Edgar Cayce. Cayce would go into a trance-like state and give talks on everything from dreams, past lives, and the lost city of Atlantis. During the Second World War, Cayce performed over 1,300 readings for family members trying to contact missing loved ones. Now here's something that'll make you tired. The Hankook Tire Plant in Clarksville can produce 15,000 tires a day. Now that's a lot of rubber meeting the road. You can't believe everything you see in the movies. According to the 1978 horror classic Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, 7 million blackbirds invaded Hopkinsville, Kentucky in the fall of 1975. Much like the Killer Tomatoes of the movie, the aerial invasion of Hoptown is pure fiction. The original drummer of the 90s rock group The Black Crowes is Hopkinsville's own Steve Gorman. He left the band in 2005 and is now a radio host in Minneapolis. You may have heard the term pennyroyal or pennyroyal and wondered what exactly it was. Pennyroyal is a plant in the mint family that pioneer settlers found growing in abundance in western Kentucky. Used to repel mosquitoes and ticks, cure headaches, and even treat pneumonia, the plant was later called pennyroyal.